This is Orson Welles speaking. I have 45 seconds to tell you about something I think you'll remember the longest day you live.
Orson Welles has something incredible to tell us about his friend, John Maynard.
A few months ago, he was 6 feet 2 inches tall and weighed 190 pounds. Today, he's 2 inches tall and you can hold him in the palm of your hand.
He may be only 2 inches tall, but John Maynard continues to prove he's the most incredible man in Seattle radio.
Incredible!
Incredible, but true. Robin Erickson and John Maynard.
Juanina.
Well, I don't know who Juanina is, but were I she, kind of I would change my name.
I figure if Survivor works, we can get away with a little Juanina for a show open every once in a while.
Juanina.
Juanina.
Ngawa.
Juanina, good.
I'm Ngawa.
Crazy-ass baboons disrupt flight. This is a genuine, bona fide news item, not contrived, not made up. It happened on a flight. Where's my little news sheet on this thing? It happened on a flight in or out of Yemen. Here we go. Some mid-air monkey business. Squashed the dreams of a monkey smuggler aboard a Yemeni Airlines plane. A smuggler had sedated a baboon and had it in a suitcase in the cabin on a flight. The baboon came out of his sedation and raised hell on the flight. Was running up and down the aisle. And you know what monkeys will do. I mean, they'll throw things at you.
Yes, but baboons have those, they have crimson bungs. Have you seen, they turn colors. It turns blue and it gets yellows to it and everything.
Well, it's designed to attract the male.
Well, that is the male.
Oh.
You know, it's like the colors in the wild animal kingdom.
Nature works in beautiful.
The boys are prettier than the girls.
In beautiful ways.
When they get all hot to go. Yeah, those colors start to change it.
Let's see, what do we have?
Your fun spot.
It's like the peacock.
That's right. That's how nature works, and that's what perpetuates the species. So the monkey flipped out on the plane, and they were very dexterous, and it was hanging from the luggage rack and doing backflips and taking things from people and trying to throw certain objects, certain stinky little objects.
Oh.
Who greased one?
Well, the monkey finally was taken off at the airport, I guess, and is sitting in the bar out there now somewhere, waiting for the next flight.
Very good.
Which is late. By the way, the monkey's luggage was sent to the wrong town. Ha! Pop quiz, callers, get ready.
Here we go. Poppity pop pop. I have a contestant, one guy that's going to try and nail this thing right out of the chute. Is this Ron?
Yes, it is.
Good luck, Ron. Here we go.
All right.
Hi, Ron. How are you?
Just ducky.
May 4th. One day. Let me see. What do we have? Today is May 4th. Solamente una día antes de Cinco de Mayo, right?
Yep.
How about that?
That's right. It was on this day, May 4th, in 1975, Moses Horowitz died of lung cancer at the age of 77. Tell me who this guy is. Who is Moses Horowitz?
Was he a cowboy?
No.
He is not a cowboy. Thought he was the Marlboro Man?
No, yeah. Think about it.
That's a good shot. You took a good shot at it.
You're too noisy. Good morning. Hi.
Morning.
Well?
I think I know the answer.
All right, go ahead.
Mo of the Three Stooges.
Was it Mo of the Three Stooges?
Yes.
Well, let me give you a little advice.
What?
That.
Huh? Moses Horowitz and the Horowitz boys. Those bad Horowitz boys.
Why, you?
When I was a kid, that wasn't really... When did they start shooting those things? Was that in the 30s, Maynard?
Yeah, they sure did. And for some reason, girls say they don't like the Three Stooges, and boys do.
Hang on the line here. We'll give you your little cash prize. Did we have money?
Yeah, I got money for him. Are you kidding?
How much you got in there?
God, we're loaded. Hang on.
Okay.
Getting noticed.
Going through your toy drawer? There's 50 cents.
Let's see. Hang on.
53, 54 cents. Okay?
Okay.
That's all right. Beautiful. You sound very angry about that, as I would be.
Yeah.
Hey, Robin and Maynard, this is Jerry Seinfeld. Why don't you do us all a favor and oversleep tomorrow?
Goodbye.
Well, that was different. And if your marriage has turned different, I'll be here. Rick Jones at Goldberg Jones. And the number is 1-800-DIVORCE. Now back to Robin and Maynard.
Outstanding.
Oh, my. Well, that's outstanding.
Goodbye.